That is why in India there is a question, there is a word which is called Ishta Devata. Ishta Devata. Every individual in the world, whether he knows it or not, has an Ishta Devata. That is how human beings approach the higher. Even in human terms, you will find different individuals will admire different people. Automatic admiration for something that is high. And our tendency is to make others also believe my Ishta Devata should be also your Ishta Devata, which is wrong. In India it was recognized that each one can have his own Ishta Devata, you should not prescribe to others. For you that is Ishta Devata. Some people are attracted by Durga, some by Mahakali, some by Saraswati, some by Ganesh, some by Subramanyam, Kartikeyan, different gods. Each one has a specific character. So you recognize in one way or the other according to your own nature, temperament, whichever is suitable to your temperament, is your Ishta Devata.
You love all?
Gradually.
All, for example, you love all of the...
That also happens when you are more universal. It depends on your universality. But very often, even when you say that I love all, there is still a preference in most of us, yes, because our nature is not yet comprehensive. When your nature becomes comprehensive, then you will rise to a higher point. That's why you will pray like Sri Aurobindo. You pray every god and then say, now let me go beyond all gods. Then you become absolutely connected to the Supreme Divine.
Yes, but the same notion now, you go through the God also.
You can go, yes, quite true. There is nothing wrong about it. So you may recognize Him as wisdom or as power or as love and many forms of them. This is how you recognize. Sri Aurobindo tells you how you recognize. One of the ways of recognizing is, what do you admire? Automatically. What is your highest point of admiration? Every human being secretly admires something, enjoys something secretly, and if you can become conscious of it, you can determine, and then you can follow it, and as you follow, it will become expanded gradually. Your admiration also constantly changes in that way. So that is the first way by which you can recognize, or you may recognize Him as an absolute, manifesting in the relative and attracting it. Love, power, wisdom, these are different aspects. But you may say, well, I am not limited to any aspect. My admiration is for the Supreme, the Absolute. So you may recognize an Absolute working in the world which is present in all the relativities. That may be another way of your recognizing Him. You may recognize Him as a Divine Person within us. Absolute is not a person. Absolute is a principle which is impersonal. The Divine Person is a personal relationship. That is a very important point of Divine Person, is that He enters into relationship. It is like going to a river which is flowing. Whoever approaches the river can take the water. the river itself does not come out and say, now you are very favorite to me, I'll give you water from me. It's an impersonal. There is no special relationship of river with you. But its gifts are available to all. Whoever approaches can take advantage. But personal divine is different. The personal divine has relationship with every one of us in a very special manner. There is a beautiful story in India of Gopal, one young boy, and the mother who was very poor but wanted her child to study in a school. So she managed to get him admitted, but the school was very far off, and then the mother had to send the child through the long road which was infested with a forest, even wild animals, and the child was very much afraid. So the child told the mother, how shall I pass through this forest to reach the school? I am very much afraid, why don't you come with me? But the mother was working somewhere, she had no time to accompany the child. So she said, look, I have another son of mine. He lives in the forest, and if you need him, you can call him, and he will come and take you whenever there is a difficulty. And the child, whenever he passed and he had some fear, he called out and said, come and help me. And indeed, his elder brother appeared and took him always. And they used to have fun, good talk. One day there was a birthday of his teacher, and everyone was required, not compulsorily, but it was expected that everyone will give some gift to the teacher on his birthday. And this child told the mother, now I have to give something to my teacher, and give me something. So mother had nothing to give, so she said, you ask your brother, he will give you. So on his way he called out his brother, and he gave a very small little vessel in which there was little milk. And that was the gift he gave. Of course the boy was slightly ashamed that gifts compared to others, his gift was nothing. But that was all that he could manage. And all the big boys in his school gave big gifts to the teacher. With a great hesitation he offered only that little thing. But lo and behold, when the milk was being poured, it continued to pour and pour and pour and pour and pour. And vessels after vessels got filled, but this trickle of milk was still continuing. And the teacher became extremely intrigued and he said, who has brought this milk? So the boy said, well, I brought it. So, from where did you bring? He said, my brother gave me. So he said, let me see your brother. Who is this brother of yours who can give this kind of miraculous streak of water, of milk? The boy said, all right, I'll show you my brother. And then the boy took the teacher into the forest and called out and said, you come, my teacher wants to see you. And he saw his brother standing. Then he said to the teacher, now see, he's here. Teacher could not see him. Only he could see him, but the teacher could not see him. So the boy was surprised. He said to his teacher, but here he is. He said, but I don't see him. Then his brother told him that your teacher has to be as young as you are, as small as you are, as pure as you are, to be able to see me. But because he is not, therefore he will not be able to see me.